All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Better Than Never.
Ah, shit.
I'm not actually inside a women's prison at the moment.
You might be.
The horniest just went up to like 11.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'm gonna say a big fuck you to Nick.
Big fuck you to Nick. We're going to turn this down a little bit. We're going to slowly bring it down because it's late. It is Wednesday. It is March 27th. I'm here. I'm going to do things a little bit differently this week, but I'll get to that in a second. First, I want to give a shout out to theaudiodepartment.ca. They've been with me a long time. Of course, the audio department works to create a safe space for creativity and collaboration for artists and musicians to realize their potential and share their message through sound and story. I think that copy makes me an artist. Would that be fair? I think I'm an artist. I'm not a musician. I have a lot of instruments. Could barely play them. Would that make me an instrumentation? A musician? Definitely an artist, I feel like. Yep. Don't quote me on that, but that's what I'm going to say. I am an artist, and I'm here to help you on what is going to be part one of Better Late Than Never. Here's the thing. We're going to start off with a little bit of, you know, randomness. But then I'm also going to tell you right off the jump, this is part one. I'm going to do another episode tomorrow morning because as I'm looking through a lot of voicemails this week, just a ton of voicemails. We got four... Whoops.
One.
Pressing buttons now. 4, 8, 12, 16, 20, 24, 28, 32, 36 voicemails for tomorrow. So that's too many to do in this episode right now. It's already late. It's 9:15. Normally this episode's out by 6 o'clock. You've been waiting. So we're going to get two this week. So let's get some regularly scheduled programming for the first half of the show. Where do I want to start? Where do I want to start? There's Zachary Martin Hyman scoring 50. We'll get to that in the Oilers news. I want to give him a round of applause for that one.
Are you going to talk about the thing?
What's the thing that you want me to talk about?
You know what I'm talking about. When it comes to Zach Hyman scoring 50 goals, and like where he came from, that whole thing. There was a little thing that kicked off on Twitter and on TikTok and on a couple other social platforms yesterday. I'm sure you saw it.
I don't know exactly what you're talking about. Do you have more specifics?
Well, there was a guy who kind of shit on Zach Hyman's 50-goal season. You know?
Oh, we'll get there. We will get there. First, I got to just, again, start off with a shout out to Sherwood Ford, the giant out in Sherwood Park, Alberta. I picked up my new whip, my Bronco, on Friday. Still working on a name for it. I'm thinking Peyton Manning is my first thought for a name. He was a great Bronco, wasn't he? Retired a Super Bowl champion. I don't know why I thought of naming it Peyton Manning today as I was driving, but Something about that makes me laugh. It's a front runner. I also, because it's a black Ford Bronco, I also like the idea of the Ace of Spades. That made me think of Lemmy from Motorhead. So maybe like, maybe I'll call it Lemmy. Not quite as funny as calling it Peyton Manning, mind you. Because when you think of Peyton Manning, you think of him as a Colt, right? Like he played 4 years with the Broncos, but nobody thinks of him as a Bronco, right? Do Broncos fans think of Peyton Manning as a Bronco? He won a Super Bowl there, so I guess they probably would. He retired on top. Either way, first few days in the new whip are fun. I don't know when the last time you bought a new vehicle was. I hope it's been recent. But if you listened to last week's episode, mine was about 15 years ago. So the old boy was in a rough shape. And I miss him. Is it weird that it was kind of like emotional to drop off my old car at Sherwood Ford? Is that weird? Is it a weird thing to say? Because it feels weird to say it into the microphone. It's not like I cried or anything. Didn't give it a hug. Didn't give it a cuddle. But I gave him a little pat on the top of his steering wheel and said, listen, buddy, we had a lot of good times together. You took me to point A to B countless times, thousands of times even. And I'm going to miss you. But it's time for the Peyton Manning era of Ford Bronco. So anyway, shout out to Sherwood Ford the Giant. If you're looking for a new whip, go on out, see my boy Mike Wiggins. He's out there. He'll help you. Just tell him Bag Milk sent you, would you? Do it. Do it. The other thing I've got going on right now is anybody else watching Big Brother Canada? Is it just me and Tyler that watch that show? Because I feel like it's just me and Tyler a lot of the time. Anybody? Hello? Are you there? Nobody watching Big Brother Canada. Well, I think you probably should. If you're looking for just like a show to fill the void a couple of times a week, the fun thing about Big Brother Canada that I really like, and Tyler actually got me into this a few years ago. I never used to watch it. It was only the American version. But then Tyler goes, I think you'd probably like it because there's a little bit more chaos and there's a little bit more like fuckery and just like, I don't know, wish.com versions of the Big Brother events. So one thing that I really, really love is that everything in Big Brother Canada is sponsored to the max. There's not one thing that isn't sponsored. As an example, when an HOH gets his key, goes to the room, his or her key goes to the room, first thing they have to do is a fashion show for winners, and they come out and model arguably some of the shittiest clothes you'll ever see. Some of them are nice, of course. You can get a lot of great things at Winners. I shop at Winners all the time. But I feel like what they style these contestants in, not great. But it makes me laugh every time. And then sometimes they'll just have like, oh, what would we do if we did a 7-minute fashion show in the middle of the episode? And it's all brought to you by Winners. I love it. The whole thing is great. The amount of sponsors and just plugs that go on in the Canadian Big Brother make me laugh all the time. It's just ridiculous to a point. And I have a good time with it. I have a really, really good time with it. It's stupid and it's fun and it's sassy. And I think the Canadian version's, I think I'm almost starting to like it just as much as the American version because it's got its little quirks and intricacies. So if you're watching this too, hit me up on socials. I want to know who's your favorite. They already kicked, what was her name? Debbie? Oh, she was the babe anyway. She was the rocket. They already kicked her out. I'm like, come on, man. You got to keep the rocket around. There's a girls alliance that's trying to form. And then all of a sudden they get all catty and they're talking about each other behind each other's backs. And then that causes drama. And then the girls alliance folds and they all start going like, why can't we do a girls alliance? And then they just kind of circles back and it's an endless loop. I love it. Anyway, it's one of those things where a couple times a week, I like to have just a show that you can watch, turn your brain off for a minute, you know? The last thing I want to get to before we get to the news is just tough day, tough week. The Bag Milk, Castle Bag Milk, me misses. Her childhood cat had to get put down yesterday. I don't know if you've ever experienced the loss of a pet, but it is a kind of hurt that's tough to describe unless you've felt it, you know? So I'm watching it happen and my heart breaks for her and just all of you that have lost a pet recently. I think of my boy Frank, talked about, you know, I almost cried on this podcast back in the summer when he got accidentally drugged, just how much it hurts. So I feel the horrible for me misses and just what she's going through right now. And all of you who've had to make that difficult choice for your pet because they can't do it. So you have to. So somber day. So I want to give a shout out to Duder. He's a handsome boy. He put up a good fight. And you know what, pal? We're going to miss you. And Sucks to see how much pain the loss of an animal causes, but man, we love them, don't we? We love our animals, and there's no better example than just seeing what's going on in my house right now. And I just wanted to give a shout out to Duder. He was a really cool cat. I didn't get to know him all that long because I'm relatively new in the orbit, but you know, I think about when I had to put down my first dog. Her name was Bentley. She was a retired breeding dog, and I still think about her all the time. You know, I was talking about this with my niece the other day, who had to put down her dog quite early a few years ago because it had some health issues that were unexpected. And when you lose a pet, it really kind of shakes your world up. So if you've gone through that experience recently, if you've gone through it ever, if you're going through it right now, I feel for you because it's horrible. The best way I can describe it is that it is the worst day ever. The worst day ever. And so if you're going through it, thinking about you. But let's get to the news. The news is brought to you by Star Mechanical, one of Edmonton's biggest locally owned and operated plumbing and heating businesses. Star Mechanical has been working within the community for over 20 years. Many of the homes built here in Edmonton over the last two decades have had their plumbing and heating systems installed by Star Mechanical. They offer 24/7 emergency services. Visit starmechanical.ca to schedule an appointment. Have them help you keep your home running smoothly. Where do we start? Oh, I don't know. How about the guy who no one ever expected to be a 50-goal scorer, going out and getting 50 goals in his third season with the Oilers? Zachary. Martin. Hyman. Did that applause always cut off like that? Either way, what can you say about Zach Hyman? You know? What can you say about him? Because the guy is everything you would want in a player. At the time when he signed that 7-year contract at $5.5 million, I was one of the people that said, and I'll admit it, their receipts are out there. I don't delete tweets or anything like that, but I go, listen, man, his career high was 41 points with the Leafs, and he got that in 2018-19. So he played two more years in Toronto after that career high season. And then he came and signed in Edmonton for, well, he secured the bag, right? I don't think that's unfair to say. 5.5 over 7, it's a lot of money. It's a lot of cake. But he came in, and every single year he gets better. Every single year he comes in, he found a way to fit in almost immediately, set career highs in both goals and points in year one. He had 27 goals, 27 assists for 54 points through 76 games in his first year with the Oilers. Last year, he goes, you know what? Not good enough. 36 goals, 47 assists for 83 points. This year, he goes, you know what? Not good enough. So far through 69 games. Nice. Hyman has 51 goals, including the game winner last night versus the Winnipeg Jets. 19 assists for 70 points. The guy just keeps getting better. And I don't understand how it happens. Now, of course he plays with Connor McDavid. I'm not going to say that he doesn't. But if it was so easy to play on Connor McDavid's wing and score 50 goals, then Ty Ratty would be probably making $8 million a year. And I'm not trying to take a shot at Ty Ratty here, but he's just one of those guys that we hoped would be able to fit alongside Connor McDavid, and it just didn't work. There's a lot of those players that have kind of been in and out over the first, you know, most of a decade of Connor McDavid's career. Zach Hyman, however, has found a way to fit, he's found a way to be productive, and he's found a way to finish plays when we need him to. And all I can think about is how close can we get to 60? We've got games left. We got 12 games left. He needs 9 goals. Given the pace he's on, would it really be surprising if he gets close? I don't think so. If anything, I think that Zach Hyman is probably going to push that goal mark. Connor's going to be looking for him. He's going to get his power play time, and he's just producing chances. He's done it all season long. Even when the Oilers were shit early in the year, Zach Hyman was producing consistently. Star Mechanical would not be getting their money's worth of this segment if I just didn't go on and say, Zachary Martin Hyman is without a doubt the best free agent signing in Edmonton Oilers history. Now it's time to expand the conversation beyond just Edmonton. You can talk about players like Artemi Panarin signing in New York, and he scores a lot of points, but he also makes twice the money that Zach Hyman does. Zach Hyman has got a 50-goal season under his belt, and you can say whatever you want about how we got there. The reality is that he has 51 goals in 69 games in his third season with the Edmonton Oilers. And that's amazing. It's remarkable. It is, we're watching a guy be handed the baton by Ryan Smith and take it and run with it like he's fucking Donovan Bailey. He is hauling ass, my friend. If this was a two-by-heart relay, Smitty to Hyman, they would be so far ahead of the competition, it is unbelievable.
When are you going to talk about the thing? Come on, man. I've been sitting here waiting. We're going to talk about Zach Hyman's season. He's been great. We all know it. We all love Zach Hyman. He's a sweetheart of a man. He writes children's books. He's got a gaming company that he's a CEO of. He does a lot of things, but when are we going to talk about the thing?
We got to talk about the thing. So yesterday... It was kind of funny. Let me back up. I walk into the office at Nation HQ yesterday, and I round the corner to kind of go in the bullpen area where everybody's sitting, and they go, "Oh, did you see the video from Andrew Berkshire?" And I go, "No. What did he say?" I mean, I've known and followed Andrew for a long time, so I was curious. But what I didn't expect, however, was the 4-minute video he made about Zach Hyman's upbringing and how that led him to a 51 goal season. Now, listen, hockey is an affluent sport. We all know that. You know, even when I was playing, it's kind of a rich kid sport. I remember playing early on in my playing career and having nothing but used equipment and getting roasted for it on the ice. I was just happy to play. I remember being a novice and having tube skates. Do you know what tube skates are? Have you ever seen tube skates? Go Google them in your own time. That's what Bag Milk was wearing the first 3, 4, 5 years of playing hockey. I just wanted to play. So to have Andrew, you know, and he's a nice guy and generally speaking, a great analyst. I was really surprised by his take. Now, one, Zach Hyman did have a privileged upbringing, for sure. But I don't think that's a news story. If you look, there's plenty that's been written about the way he grew up. You can find it. Just quick Google, you'll find a bunch. What I don't agree with, and not even close, is to take away his accomplishment based solely on his upbringing. At what point does the work Zach Hyman put in become the story here? At what point does the 51 goal season we're talking about become the product of all that work? Did his parents pay for the 50 goals this year? I don't know. Did they pay for the OT winner? I hope they did. I hope they just have like a, you know, they got some of like Gary Bettman's Venmo, just like on whatever, just like on speed dial. Is that a thing? We don't have Venmo in Canada. I don't know why I said Venmo. Are they e-transferring Bettman? We're like, oh, old Himes needs a goal. Ka-ching, send him one over. I don't know. I find it odd that this is where we're going. I find it odd that that was the story that he thought that he was going to go out there with. And I found it odd that there was any surprise to a reaction. I actually felt bad about some of the reaction because it had gotten pretty intense. So I wouldn't wish going viral like that on anyone probably. But it was a weird take, and I disagree completely. Now, I'm not saying that having a privileged upbringing certainly didn't contribute to the opportunities that led him down the path to becoming a professional hockey player. Of course, that's true. But I also didn't see any 50-goal seasons from Mike Comrie or Paul Comrie. And if you know anything about their history, well, they had a pretty good growing up. You ever heard of the Brick? Oh, you have? Tyler Yaremchuk made a hilarious joke last night during the game against Winnipeg when Connor Brown scored an absolute snipe, by the way. I'm going to talk about him in 2 seconds, about how poor he must have been given his lack of production at the NHL level, and it made me laugh. And of course, I'm making jest of Andrew's video, but you know, there were some points in there that were accurate. It was just a really weird way of expressing that message. I don't agree with it at all. And to say, and to be critical of Hyman's messaging after the game when Gene asked him, what kind of message would you get? And I'm paraphrasing, of course. He goes, if you work as hard as you can at your dreams, you can accomplish anything. And of course, that's not true. I wanted to be an astronaut. I didn't really. I wanted to play in the NHL, and I didn't get there. But you know what? I didn't work very hard either. I didn't work very hard. My old man, I called him yesterday and I go, listen, how much money were you making when I was playing hockey? We need to know. How much money were you making? Because I feel like we should have been evaluating your career potential so that I could have taken the next level. Sure, you could look at me and say, you were lazy. And by the time you got into competitive level of hockey, which I did play in when I was a teenager, you were more obsessed with girls and going out with your friends and drinking at bush parties. I want to blame my dad. He didn't work hard enough. He didn't have a good enough job. I'm going to call him after this and I'm going to tell him that again. I'm going to say, listen, I know you were an engineer. You did fine for yourself, but not good enough. Benefit of hindsight, I would have been a 50-goal scorer had you done a little better career-wise. So shame on you. Shame on you, Papa Milk. Shame on you. The other story that we got to talk about from this past week was obviously the Evander Kane situation. On Sunday against the Ottawa Senators, he was quote-unquote scratched for a maintenance day. So the team just said, no Kane today, it's a maintenance day. That kind of triggered the insiders to do a little digging, including Elliot Friedman, who goes, well, I don't know about that. And I quote, I want to find the right part of the quote here. There was a scene with him on the bench with Draisaitl. I have to say, everyone's opinion is different. To me, it didn't look that bad. I'll talk about that real quickly. I've yelled at my friends about way stupider things than whatever Evander Kane and Leon Draisaitl were talking about on the bench. And they weren't even yelling at each other. They were kind of pointing around and it looked like they were having an engaged conversation. Are we that soft? That is just like a, oh, there's fighting. I'm not saying there's not fighting. Obviously, I don't know. I'm not in the dressing room, but when I see that clip of them on the bench arguing about a play or working through a play passionately, I mean, that's good stuff, isn't it? That's good stuff. Last night during the broadcast, they showed a different clip of McDavid and Hyman kind of doing something similar. Maybe it wasn't as animated as Draisaitl and Kane, but it was kind of the same vibe. Does that mean those two hate each other? Impossible. You saw the reaction to Zach Hyman's 50th goal. It was like he was elected Emperor of Earth. Everybody was thrilled for him on that bench. They love the guy. Back to Kane, though. I think this is weird. And now I'm going to come up with a theory. Let's follow the rabbit hole down a little bit. And like, let's say that he's actually wearing out his welcome in Edmonton. This is his third season in Edmonton. He's played, you know, over 140 games, closing in 150 games, roughly. I'm bad at math. What is 68, 41, and 43? What does that add up to? Probably a lot. Anyway, so the third season in Edmonton, he played 1, 2, 3, 4 in San Jose before he got moved. He played 3 in Buffalo before he got moved. He played 4 in Winnipeg, or I guess 4, 6 in Winnipeg, if you count the Thrashers, which you should. So I just wonder, is this one of those things where the cycle is completing itself, or are we just reading way too much into it, which is probably the more likely answer? I don't know. But what I do wonder is why the Oilers didn't just say that he was a healthy scratch. If he was a healthy scratch, then we got to do this, like put our detective cap on, put our little newsboy cap on, and Friedman's got some topics for 32 thoughts. I don't know. I guess I just didn't get it. So for me, I just feel like it was kind of a interesting scene going on around Evander Kane. To his credit, though, last night in Winnipeg, he didn't score. He hasn't scored in 16 games. That's something we need to fix at some point somehow. But I also thought that was probably one of his best games that he's had in a while. And if the Oilers are going to have some success this spring, they're going to need Evander Kane chipping in. They're going to need him feeling good. They're going to need him playing well. I think we're getting closer to that based on how he's playing. It's just like Ryan Nugent-Hopkins. Nuge hadn't scored in 13 games before last night's goal on the power play against the Winnipeg Jets. He was ripping shots over the last four games. He had three posts in a matter of two games leading up to the game where he got the goal. So in Toronto and Ottawa, that is. It was one of those ones where he was working at it, shooting a lot of shots, firing a lot of shots, and eventually one of them was going to go in for him. I think Kane's got to do the same kind of thing, just rip more shots. And last night was one of the nights where he was ripping a bunch of shots. Connor Hellebuck got the best of him, including on a breakaway. But I think that is going to be the pathway forward for him if he's going to get out of this little funk he's in. Is that fair? I think so. I think that's completely fair. And I also think that he's got the skill set to get out of it. Because right now, the people that are saying, oh, you got to scratch Kane, that's not going to help. Even if you don't like him, even if you're the most adamant Kane detractor, having him sit in the press box at this stage does not help. They need him on the ice. Put him on the third line. I think that there's some chemistry there. I actually liked the line with he, Perry, and Ryan McLeod last night. Two veteran guys on both sides. You got McLeod with all kinds of wheels in the middle. There could be something there. I just think that if we're going to make a push, if we're going to make a deep run into the playoffs, Evander Kane is probably going to be a big part of it. And I think that is something that we kind of got to buy into and kind of got to cheer for. Whatever happens with him in the offseason happens in the offseason. But right now, I'm still on board with Kane being in the lineup. I'm a Kane guy. I know that there's a handful of us that are jumping off the bandwagon, but I'm still there. I'm still seeing a guy who got 21 goals this season, is going through a tough stretch. He's a streaky scorer, always has been, right? Speaking of streaky scorers, though, come on, what do we say about Connor Brown? Connor Brown's goal last night against the Jets was a fucking snipe. That thing was a rocket. And it's hilarious how in the span of, of a handful of games here, where's my numbers here? Where's my numbers on Connor Brown? Connor Brown scored his first goal, obviously, against the Washington Capitals. And Kane, see how I transitioned there? Kane was the one that ripped the centering ice pass, hit Connor Brown in the legs, went in the net. It was an ugly one. It was a greasy one. Doesn't matter. He got it. That's what matters. Since that night, Connor Brown has 3 goals and 4 points in his last 6 games. Listen. I'm not calling that a heater just yet, but if this is a Brown size heater, it couldn't come at a better time for this Oilers. This is a guy who scored 20 goals twice at the NHL level. Twice. If he can all of a sudden catch a little bit of fire down the stretch and get himself to being that guy and feeling good about his game and his shot. Again, first goal, bank in off his legs. Ugly one, you take it. Second one, he shot that in the net. It was a wide open net. Buried it. No problem there. But last night on Hellebuck, a very good goalie, arguably a Vezina trophy candidate, he buried that motherfucker. He ripped it. It was a great shot. Absolute snipe. If he can get back to a 20-goal pace, kind of like he was on, or as he has been earlier in his career, that is almost like adding another top six offense into the lineup that is already very, very good. That is huge for the Oilers. Huge. I love it. Could he really get on a heater at this time? Oh my God, I'm going to put something out in the universe and I'm going to manifest it, and I hope that you manifest it with me.
You need Satan's help. Do you want to make a pact?
I might want to make a pact.
We can make another one. That's the reason you still look like you're in your early 20s despite being almost 40. You remember old pal Satan when you're making pacts? I came through with you, buddy. I came through for you big time.
So here's what I'm thinking, Satan. Connor Brown stays on fire.
Satan's listening.
He goes on some kind of a Fernando Pisani-like attack in the playoffs.
Go on. What are you bargaining with?
I've already given you my soul to stay youthful looking. What else can you do for me?
You want to give Satan that Bronco? Dirty Mike and the boys can have a lot of fun with that Bronco, if you know what I'm saying.
I just bought it. I've barely made payments on it yet.
Satan doesn't care about that. You can make the payments. Satan's going to have some fun.
We'll discuss it. We'll see how many goals Connor Brown gets down the stretch. Maybe we'll talk about it.
I'll hold you to that, so you never forget.
Either way, could you imagine? I want to put that out in the universe. Connor Brown having some kind of Fernando Pisani moment down the stretch. Oh, lovely. Speaking of a guy heating up, Leon Draisaitl now has goals in 5 consecutive games. I couldn't think of a better present or gift for the Oilers down the stretch than having Leon Draisaitl catch fire. And having him score goals in five straight games, listen, I'm not saying he's there yet, but that's pretty close. That's a pretty good goal eater, isn't it? He's now up to 38 on the season. He's going to cash in another 40-goal year for himself. Having Leon Draisaitl playing his best hockey at this stage of the season would be electric. I would love to see it. I would love to see it, just like I'm going to love to see Connor McDavid scoring 100 assists and becoming only the fourth NHL player to ever do so. Currently, with the 2 points he picked up last night, McDavid has that 93 assists. Shout out to Nuge. 93 assists with 12 games to go. He's going to get there. It's just a matter of when, really, isn't it? You know? It's just a matter of when. And I think that that's such an incredible number. Last year, he scored 60 goals, and he goes, this year, you know what? I want to get up there with Gretz in the old assist category. Of course, if you don't know, Wayne Gretzky hit 100 assists 11 times. And if you didn't know even further from there, let's dig into it. That was 11 straight seasons he did that. 11 straight seasons. We'll see what comes, though, for the rest of the week. Rounding out the week, the Oilers have the LA Kings on Thursday. So that's tomorrow. That's going to be a 4-2 win for you. And then on Saturday, they've got the Anaheim Ducks at Rogers Place. Again, both these games are at Rogers Place. That one's a 2 o'clock matinee. They've got the St. Louis Blues on Monday at 7. That is in San Luis. And then on Wednesday, they play the Dallas Stars. So they got some big games coming up here. They've got LA, Anaheim, St. Louis, and Dallas. That is a tough schedule for the boys. But ultimately, if they play well, they can beat all of those teams. I am not concerned one bit. The only thing I'm concerned about is that they maintain their high level of play. Fair? I think that's fair. Lastly, to wrap up the news, I have a confession to make. Podcast confessions. I hate how much I'm liking Corey Perry. Makes me feel dirty. Makes me feel like all those years of hating him were for nothing. All those years when he was stealing the Oilers' lunch money when he was with the Anaheim Ducks makes me feel bad about myself, like a schlub. But in 1,299 games, 26 of those with the Oilers now, Corey Perry has done the exact same thing. And you know what that is? He's annoying. He's a menace. He is a fucking nightmare to play against. And that is even as an old man at the age of 38 years old. Turns 39 in May, by the way. 38 years old and he is still a menace. Last night he fought Logan Stanley, who by all accounts is a tree. I am Groot. He might have been. He fought a man that towers over him because he felt like the boys needed a spark and he was going to go out and do something. And that's all he's done with the Oilers so far in the 26 games he's played. Yes, he has 6 goals and 3 assists for 9 points. That's not bad. Given his age and what he, like, what we expect from him, it's more than what I probably expected. Goal every third or fourth game? Sounds good to me. But what he's doing on the ice to keep people in the fight and grab his teammates and drag them into the mix is awesome. And it makes me feel incredibly dirty. It makes me feel dirty. I think about the time when the Oilers lost to the Ducks in the playoffs in 2017. You know who's a big fucking menace for the Oilers in that second round? Corey Perry. It's all he's done in his time in the NHL is be an absolute menace. That's all he's done. Whether he was with Anaheim or the brief period in Dallas or Montreal or the 2 years in Tampa Bay, he is a menace on the ice. And I hate that I like it because I've hated Corey Perry for a long, long time. But again, there's a reason you stick in the league for 1,300 games. There's a reason. He had plenty of skill. Again, we're talking about a guy who had a 50-goal season in 2010-2011. By the way, do you remember the clip that the Oilers put out where Hyman was mic'd up when he got the 50th goal, and then he went up to Corey Perry, and he goes, "Welcome to the club." I didn't even realize that was a thing, but of course it is. I mean, motorcyclists, they do that little hand gesture when they drive by each other. Why wouldn't 50-goal scorers have something similar? There's less than 100 of them in NHL history. Why wouldn't they do that? Of course they would. They should. It's a hell of a feat. 50 goals? Come on. That's how we're going to wrap up the news for Star Mechanical. Star Mechanical. Visit them at starmechanical.ca to schedule an appointment and let them help you keep your home running smoothly. Their team of tradespeople are highly skilled, highly accommodating for all of their customers, include 24/7 service. Starmechanical.ca.
This is Captain Felton from Vancouver. On behalf of all listeners of Better Late Than Never, Zol Will of Thousands, get fucked.
You want to see a man, boy? I'll show you a man. Kick me in the jimmy.
For Trilogy Oilfield Rentals, it is time for the righteous sack beating. Of course, Trilogy Oilfield Rentals are an established provider of tools and expertise across multiple oil field disciplines, specializing in rentals, pipe recovery, abandonments, and completions. Currently, they maintain full-time operating units in Provost, Weyburn, and Kindersley. What kind of tools do they have? Well, I'd love to tell you.
Rental tools. Oops, I hit this button.
Rental tools, fishing tools, coil tools, drilling tools, mills and bits, completion tools, any tools for any job. TrilogyRentals.ca.
Let's just pretend I didn't push the button I hate, right? Of course. Of course. Or is that my hot take button?
Hot take button. Hot take button.
Anyway. Righteous sack beating time. I don't really have a whole lot. I'm happy. I'm in a good mood. I've got my fresh Bronco. His name's Peyton Manning. It's a working title. So what's bothering me? Going out for a cruise and all you see is construction. It's one of those things about living in Edmonton where you've got winter and you've got construction season, and I get it. You know, snow melts, snow freezes. Snow melts, snow freezes, fucks up the pavement, potholes, the whole thing. I get it. But it's just one of those things where I'm driving around and you see the signs starting to come out and you see the barricades starting to go up and you just see more guys out and about because it started to get nicer and it started to be that time of year where let's kick off some projects. And it sucks. I don't want to say that because it's just like, what do you complain about? Like, do you like having smooth roads to drive over? Yeah, I do. I do. I'm not going to lie. As much as I believe that my Bronco can get in and out of them potholes, I'd rather not fall into one personally, if it's avoidable, you know, that would be probably one of the things that I'd try to do the most is not fall into a pothole, but it is what it is. And if you've driven around downtown lately, downtown Edmonton, all you see is construction and it's just frustrating. It takes forever to get anywhere. I was going out to Sherwood Ford on Wednesday. I was going to test drive it. So I guess Wednesday. And I'm driving out there and I want to like get there on time. I had an appointment scheduled with my boy, Mike Wiggins, and I'm driving on the white mud and I haven't been on the white mud in quite some time, especially going south, I should say. And past like Terwilliger, when it narrows down and lanes get cut out. Oh my Lord. Oh, apparently that's been a problem for a long time. These are very much first world problems I'm talking about right now. But again, when you don't really have that many things that are upsetting you in your life, and you have to come up with a segment for your friends at Trilogy Oilfield Rentals, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? You find something that annoys you. And today took me longer to get home from my Q2 quarter two planning meetings with the Nation Network senior leadership team than it probably should have because of construction. So when I'm trying to sit down, I'm trying to prep my podcast, I'm trying to figure out what is an RSB, that's going to be one of them. Two, over the snow. And I know that it's supposed to get snowy tomorrow, I think. And tomorrow's supposed to be, let me see here. Is that still the same? Let me see. I'm so, so over winter. It is getting to the part where we are now in late March. It is time for me to be wearing shorts, but I'm not allowed to because, yeah, 40% chance of flurries, 70% chance tomorrow, snow 2 to 4 centimeters. Come on, man. I'm so over this. But at the same point, I know we're going to get snow until May long weekend. It's because that early part of the winter was so nice. I got spoiled. I forgot what it's like to live in Edmonton. In the spiritual sense, I guess. Snow tomorrow, 2 to 4 centimeters. Then it's going to go up to 12 degrees by Monday. And then according to the long-term forecast, we get more snow next Wednesday, a week from today, which is my birthday, which is a bunch of bullshit because I don't want snow on my birthday. Is that unfair? I don't think so. I think that's only fair for me to request. If you have a righteous sack beating, I'd love to hear from you. Just drop me a voicemail. Leave it as an RSB. Say you have something that's bothering you so that you can vent your frustrations and make it a little bit more entertaining about me than me complaining about construction and weather. What else can I complain about right now? By the way, you know what else I can complain about? When you're on a streaming service and you pay for that streaming service and they're still giving you one episode a week of whatever show. I'm just thinking about Kyle the Embalmer's Love is Blind updates and how we had to wait a whole week to get new episodes. Give me the whole fucking series if I'm paying for this. This isn't TV, man. I want to watch on my schedule. Or I think I might just stop watching those shows in the moment, wait till the whole season's there. Because if I want to binge it, I want to binge it. I don't want to wait. And sometimes I forget that these shows are even out there. One show that's great, though, that is a weekly series. I just, again, this isn't a righteous act beating, but I might as well include it in here. I'm sad and upset that this is the last year of Curb Your Enthusiasm, the Larry David show. It is so good. It is so good this season. And the fact that this is the last one, very, very upsetting. I hate when my favorite shows wrap up. I hate it. And Curb Your Enthusiasm has been one of my shows for a long, long time. Even when they took the like year-long breaks in between, I hate when my favorite shows wrap up. Although last night's episode, I guess Sunday's episode, I watched it last night. Sunday's episode, Richard Lewis was in it buying a car. Made me kind of sad because he's obviously passed away now. But anyway, those are the three things that bother me. Are they very good? No. But are they bothering me? Yes. And for Trilogy Oilfield Rentals, it is a righteous act beating.
You want to see a man, boy? I'll show you a man. Kick me in the jimmy.
You're listening to Edmonton's best dating podcast for hopeless hockey fans. Better late than never. With your love guru, Bag Milk.
For my friends at Bet99, it is time to do a little betting talk. It is time to talk about some money. And I have a confession to make. And it was a profitable confession, but I've got one to make anyway. So last night, the Edmonton Oilers fell early to the Winnipeg Jets. It just fell on the scoreboard, I should say. They won the game in overtime. We all know that. But they dropped on the scoreboard early. They were down. So I go, you know what? I'm going to manifest a win. I'm going to bet on the comeback. And so I pull up my Bet99 app. I find the odds. It was about plus 180. I could look probably, but I'm not logged in. It was about plus 180 for the comeback on the money line. So I'm like, I'm hammering it. Boom, done. Put my phone away, watch the rest of the game. Oilers win. I go, huzzah! I won on the comeback bet. I love when I do that. Only to check. And you know what I did? Do you know what I did? I was going to bet $10 on that comeback win. $10. That was going to be all I want. And for me, that is heavier than I usually bet. If I'm being honest, I'm going to kind of take you behind the curtain. My unit size isn't that big. But you know what old Bag Milk did? Because he wasn't really paying attention. I had an extra zero on there. I bet $100 on the comeback. So while that did work out in my favor last night, I looked in my betting account, thanks to Bet99, because I am 19 plus and I can play responsibly and I don't live in Ontario. That was very surprising to see. I did not know that I am that much of an idiot and that I was paying so little attention to what I was betting on. So here's what I'm saying to you, friends. Don't do what I did. You walk through your bets carefully. So a couple of bets that I want to look at right now. Stanley Cup odds have changed since we talked about this last. The Oilers are now not favorites anymore, though they are right behind. Plus 725, you got three teams. You got the Hurricanes, you got the Avalanche, you got the Panthers. The Oilers are up next at plus 730. They're in second place now. I don't care so much about that. I really, really don't. But it is interesting to know that a couple losses. Again, Ontario that weekend was horrible. Just really, really rough. That'll affect your odds. However, they are still favored to win the Western Conference at plus 365 over teams like the Colorado Avalanche are plus 390, the Dallas Stars at plus 475, and the Vancouver Canucks at plus 575. I've kind of given up my dreams on the Oilers winning the Pacific Division. Those two losses in Ontario really kind of hurt that battle. But we'll see what happens, right? Stranger things have happened in hockey. That's all I know for sure. Stranger things have happened. But looking at some of the, I'm kind of glad I did bet on it. The other one, Frank, you got something to say?
Speaking of Mike, man.
Oh, he left. One of these days, I am going to get him on the Frank mic. One of these days. One thing, though, that I'm just keep watching is the unbelievably wild odds to me for the Jack Adams Trophy. So, again, that is the best coach in the NHL. Rick Tocchet currently favored at minus 400. That's not even fun to bet on. Yes, the Vancouver Canucks, they were going to be a playoff team, or at least most people expected them to be. Nobody expected them to be this good. Rick Tocchet deserves a lot of credit, blah, 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 blah. What about our boy, Chris Knobloch, which, according to the Zach Hyman video, they call him Knobber. Old Knobber. He's still plus 6,000 to win Coach of the Year, even though his record is unbelievable since taking over in November from Jay Woodcroft. I just don't get the disrespect. I wish there was like a nominee bet that I could put on Bet99 where I could at least bet that he'd be a nominee because, like, come on. And this was tweeted out from Bob Stauffer earlier this morning. Best records in the NHL since Chris Knobloch was named head coach of the Edmonton Oilers, which was on November 13th of 2023. Edmonton is 40-14-3, best record in the league. They've got a 728 win percentage. Next up is the Nashville Predators at 38-16-4. Colorado up next at 38-16-5. Carolina 36-15-7. Winnipeg 37-17-4. Florida 37-17-4. Why is he getting so little love? I don't get it. Is Rick Tocchet just the default winner that we shouldn't be sprinkling just a couple of shekels, maybe a nickel or two, on our boy Nobby to win at plus 6,000? I think he deserves better than that. Slightly disrespectful. Again, though, Bet99 is the number one online gaming experience in Canada, according to everybody that bets, frankly. Built by Canadians for Canadians, elevate your experience with Bet99. Experience Bet99. Same game parlays, player props, flash bet markets, fast payouts, and smooth transactions. Of course, if you are 19 plus, can play responsibly and do not live in Ontario, join in the fun. Bet99 is proud to have partnerships with Georges St-Pierre, Olivier Aubin-Mercier, CF Montreal, Georges Laroque, and F1 Montreal, the Grand Prix coming up there. By the way, best F1 race of the season. Last week, probably best F1 race of the year. Max Verstappen was out on the third lap. He had some engine failure. That meant there was going to be a new winner, and I got super excited about it. Shout out to Carlos Sainz, who won that just days after getting his appendix taken out. There is some fun memes going around about how he wanted to get lighter so much that he had to get his appendix out. Said he had appendicitis. Just fun. That's just good, clean fun on the internet, you know? That is just good, clean fun. And that's where we're going to wrap up part one of Better Late Than Never this week. Again, I've got so many voicemails that it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to do it today. So I'm going to give you a bonus episode tomorrow of the podcast. We're going to have a good time with it. We're going to check in with the Snow Valley, Rainbow Valley Campground voicemail tomorrow. But until then, enjoy the regularly scheduled Wednesday episode. But know that on Thursday, you're probably going to get another hour. So enjoy these first 45 minutes. Until tomorrow, I will talk to you then. Tie-dye, why won't you kiss me? Why won't you kiss me? Oh, no, no. Tie-dye, don't be so cold. Put your head in mine. Let's have a nice time at the meeting of our mouth holes.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.